I'm Mark Pfeffer, and this is People Tech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. This edition is brought to you by our friends at Ultimate Software, a leading innovator in cloud-based HR technology. They're dedicated to putting people first with cloud-based solutions designed to engage, motivate, and empower your workforce. Learn more at www.ultimatesoftware.com. That's www.ultimatesoftware.com. Ultimate Software, people first. And now some news. When it comes to training workers to cope with automation and AI, more employers are willing to spend real money. Research by Genesys, which develops contact sensor solutions, found that nearly half of U.S. companies plan to raise their learning budgets. Their goal? Align worker skills to sync up with the way technology is changing jobs. Obviously, that should make learning platform providers happy. So should the finding that most employers are looking to tech-driven learning as the way to close the skills gap, which keeps growing and growing and growing. As for workers, they're roughly split on whether or not they're ready to work with AI or other new technologies. Just over half believe they have the skills they need to work in an AI-centric workplace. The other 48% doubt that they have what it takes. 20% say they don't have the right skills at all, and 28% just aren't sure. Now, it should surprise absolutely nobody that closing a skills gap requires more training. It's ironic that AI and automation, the driving forces behind workforce transformation, are proving to be parts of the solution as well. For instance, learning technology companies are incorporating more advanced features into their solutions. More highly customized and hopefully more engaging experiences, for example. Take Saba. It just announced a new platform, Saba MeTime, which offers a highly personalized learning experience based on the interests of each individual learner. MeTime is the opening gun in Saba's efforts to meld its learning capabilities with personalized delivery channels. Its goal is to connect employee development to organizational outcomes, such as internal mobility, reskilling, upskilling, and retention. Meantime, BetterUp also announced new features, among them an improved coach matching algorithm, powered by AI, of course. The goal is to enhance its ability to deliver hyper-personalized coaching and people analytics. BetterUp argues that much of the $200 billion spent annually on learning and development is ineffective. To improve, it's got to be highly personalized, adaptive, and measurable. This has been People Tech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. This edition was brought to you by Ultimate Software, dedicated to putting people first with cloud-based solutions that engage, motivate, and empower your workforce. Learn more at www.ultimatesoftware.com. And to keep up with the most important developments in HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.